Hi, this is Dennis Wing, and today's virtual lesson is something very unusual. It has to do with backing tracks and a guitarist named Guthrie Govan. Now, it's a little unusual for several reasons. Number one, I actually paid for this set of backing tracks and the solos by Guthrie and the transcriptions through a website called JamTrackCentral.com. Now, I'm not normally in the habit of paying for jam tracks and things like that, because I can easily create them. But I actually heard this record, the West Coast Grooves record, on Spotify, because I had heard about Guthrie, and I just typed in his name, and that was pretty much the only record that came up. And I wondered why it was. They weren't real songs, they were just kind of grooves, you know. And then I later found out it's not sort of like a real, like a, you know, an originals record by him. They just sent him a bunch of jam tracks and he threw some solos on the top, but the solos are just so brilliant. And then I was so blown away, and then subsequently I found out online that, you know, people are going nuts about his playing and his and this record in particular, this little not even called an album, I guess you would say, whatever it is, a series of jam tracks. I just thinking his playing is so exquisite, and I'm almost tempted to do another session just analyzing his playing and why it's so great and everything. But you know, in a nutshell, he's got mad chops and he's got mad stylistic versatility, if you will. He can sound like, you know, B.B. King or Larry Carlton or Joe Satriani, or you know even in Yngwie Malmsteen, whatever. He covers the whole spectrum. And but the best part is he's very, very musical. You know, it's not about, you know, some guitarists have great chops and they are basically all about them trying to show off their chops, you know. And it doesn't seem to be the case with him. He's very musical, like he plays what's musically appropriate. So there's lots of stuff to learn from that. But when I dig deeper into the jam tracks themselves, I found that there's a lot of harmonic nuances in the progressions that are fun to analyze in and of themselves for you guys. And, you know, just fun for me to sort of explain them for you is what I meant. And it's a great way to combine, if you're working on, chances are you're getting this audio because you know your major pentatonics and your minor pentatonics, and you're exploring ways to put them together, and you know a bit of theory where you can analyze chord progressions and things like that. So this is quite a big package. It has the solos from Guthrie. It has the transcriptions of the solos. It has the jam tracks on their own. And then it has something that I personally created, which are jam track loops. Now, I want to explain what this means. All right. My only disappointment with the product itself was that the extended jam tracks, as they were called, were different, slightly different in terms of the form than they were from the way from what Guthrie soloed on. Okay, that was one problem. Another problem was it wasn't consistent in terms of number of sections. Like, let's say if there's two sections in a tune and you call one A and you call the other B, then the jam track might have like twice on A and then one on B and then one on A and then another B, you know, and then an A to vamp out on A for the rest of the track. Like, you didn't know which section was coming, you know. And if I'm running a jam session in a group, you know, group guitar student jam session or something, you know, we have to agree on what sections are going to be played when. You know, I mean, if it's one thing, you got to know what sections are coming to develop a good solo and not just sort of trail along and hope it sounds good. You know, you have to know what the chords are that are coming. But more importantly, I want you to understand the form of the backing track, of the music. So what I did was, and this took quite some time, so not only did I spend money on this, but I spent time on it, and I made what I considered to be, you know, nice coherent loops. And what I mean by a loop is you can put it in a program and hit the loop loop around button, you know. For example, I use WavePad, and it's a perfect loop. If your software can do it, to play the thing over and over in time without any gap at the end, going back to the beginning, then it'll play indefinitely in perfect time. And I set that up. It's not absolutely perfect. I didn't spend hours doing it, but you know, it's pretty good for a jam track loop, you know, and you're getting that all for free, all that time and effort. So I want to point that out about the form of the tunes. You know, I can't really remember like which ones I edited heavily or not, but if you go to like let's say the tune called TNC, it felt like the best, you know, nicest groove to play over was like the A section, you know, for 32 bars, because it says 8 times, it's a 4 bar A section, and it says 8x, right, which means you play the whole thing 8 times, so that's a total of 32 bars, and then 16 bar B, and then you're back to A for only 8 bars, excuse me, not 8 bars, another 8 times through, so that's another 32 bars, and then you have a C section that goes for a total length of, it looks like 12, 16, 24, it looks like 25 bars, because you got an extra bar of G at the end. So it's just like, you know, deciding on what the form is. And that was kind of subjective on my part. Like, you know, how does this groove feel being repeated over and over? And I think you'll agree that they're nice, you know. And then, of course, to sum it all up, I couldn't resist not playing on them myself. So, you know, I'm giving you a vanity moment there as well with, you know, and you get to hear another guitarist, maybe not one who's as accomplished as Guthrie Govan is, but certainly another guitarist's take on it. And, you know, I get to show off as well for you. And I want to hear you show off for me. I want to hear you play the solos to the backing tracks and record yourself and send them back to me. You know, that'll be fun. And I'm also going to analyze the progression as we go along, all right? You'll find some common themes harmonically, but each tune is harmonically unique, and it has some, there are some interesting things about, they're not just, you know, average, boring. A lot of backing tracks, in my opinion, are, they're either too complicated to be grasped right away, you know, they're like a riff of a, like different, a riff that someone made up that you have to kind of follow, or they're just kind of boring, like very, not boring, I shouldn't say boring, because they're fun to play over. It's fun to play over a standard progression. I should qualify that. You know, there's a saying, something wouldn't have become cliche if it wasn't any good. So I don't mean to knock that, but, you know, for an accomplished player like myself, you know, though, I want to hear something different. And these tunes are like a step up from your average jam track is all I'm trying to say, all right? And then, in addition to being harmonically interesting, they're rhythmically interesting. I just like the feel of them, like that one TNC. It sounds like the Paul Simon 50 Ways to Leave Your Lover. You know, there's a one that sounds like the Fez by Steely Dan. I can't remember which one that is right this second, but so it's pretty cool. All right, so have fun, and we're gonna analyze each one as we go along. And just a little logistical note, originally I had presented these in alphabetical order, and then I decided later to do it by this song. So in case you hear me refer to a song that was previously analyzed and you haven't heard that analysis yet, just bear with me on that. But it's a very small irrelevant detail. It's just in case you hear me say something and you're wondering if you missed something. All right, thanks so much.